Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is free will. What does free will mean? I have the freedom to make any choice I want. Nobody can stop me. Of course, I may have to pay for the consequences. If I shoot somebody, I may go to jail, unless it's self-defense. I can prove it. But free will is free will. It's the ability to make your own choices and shape your own destiny. Now, how does that fit with the sovereignty of God? Because some folks would say that you really don't have free will, that God is sovereign and we're all kind of robots flowing along in his river and bobbing and dipping and doing whatever he wants. And that's not how God works. Because he says, Jesus himself said this, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So he didn't say, I'm sending you my Son and you have to believe in him, that's it. He said, whosoever believes. That means he left the choice up to us. Now, the sovereignty of God comes in because he has foreknowledge, and he knows what choices we're going to make ahead of time. Before we were even born, he knew that we were going to come into existence, that we would make choices of our own free will and pay the penalty or reap the reward, depending on what we do. Now, on the seventh day of creation, God rested, and it said that he was pleased with all his works. It also says that Jesus was the slain Lamb of God before the foundation of the world. So that means to me, anyway, that God sat back like an architect, and he designed everything. And he says, this is how it's going to work. And he looked down in history, and he said, well, here comes Reverend John Marinelli, and he's going to have some problems here and there, and he's going to make some bad choices. And I'm going to have to work around those. So I'll work everything together for good for him, because I know he's going to be my child. And so he is working around our free will to set up situations and destinies so he accomplishes his will. And he did this before it ever happened. Then when he sat down on the seventh day and said, hey, I'm pleased with everything, he rested from all his works, knowing that once he kicks the ball and gets it rolling, that it's going to go in the direction that he has planned it to go. And he knows the ultimate outcome and how he will veer to the left and veer to the right and bring this one into our life and drop that one out of our life. And all these things will happen. So we come to him ultimately. And that's kind of how it works. It's a great plan when you think about it, because he planned from the foundation of the world that Jesus was going to be the Savior, and he knew that I was going to receive him and become his child. And you, if you have chosen him, that you'll be his child as well. And then he'll work everything together for good, knowing that even though you may make bad choices, that he will work around those choices and work them together for his good, to accomplish his purposes. Because you love him. That's the essence of Romans 8:28. So today, when you make choices, of course, we want to make them in relationship to God and his will for our life as we know it. But if we make mistakes, we don't have to fall apart over them. We don't have to fall apart and turn away from God and run hide. Instead, we turn to him and say, Lord, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Now, I realize that that was the wrong choice. I went down the wrong road. Please put me on the right one. And he'll do that for us because he's got it all planned from the beginning. That's why he said labor to enter into his rest, because there's a day of rest and we are to enter into his rest and relax and not fret over life, knowing he's going to take care of us. God bless you and have a great day.